I cannot believe I am talking to you right now.
No, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Like I said, it's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. I'm honored to talk to you. Believe me, Natalie. Yes, yes.
Well, thank you. I would like to welcome you to my show, Peg City Chat with Nat.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm honored to be with you.
Yes, I'm excited to talk to you about some of the new fun and exciting things today. But first, let me tell everyone who's listening, this man that I'm talking to right now is not your ordinary man. He is extremely witty, like me, and he is an iconic star, which everybody should know you from, The A-Team, and of course, many of your other ventures and shows. So how are you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm so excited.
Blessed and highly favored. I love that. I love that. So I think about you and I think about all these wonderful things that you've done in your career. You've been a part of my childhood for many, many, many years. And yes, I'm hitting the 40, just so you know.
No, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's all right. That's all right.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So you've gone from gold chains to butterfly wings. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. Well, here's a transition, or should I say, Mr. T morphed into being a butterfly. See, like the butterfly wasn't born a butterfly. He had to morph. He had to go through a metamorphosis. First, he was a caterpillar. Then he had to go in this cocoon, you know, this crystalline stage. Then while he was in his cocoon, you know, for a couple of while, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks or whatnot, then he become a beautiful butterfly. So, you know,
yeah,
the transformation from Mr. T being a tough guy all the time, now he's a butterfly, flying around, promoting Fuse iced tea, you know. So it's a perfect marriage, I guess you could say, Mr. T and Fuse iced tea. Because
I love it.
Let's face it, Natalie, you can't talk about tea unless you got Mr. T. You know what I mean?
Right.
Definitely. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, now. Hey. Yeah.
So, okay. So, in the States, y'all have National Iced Tea Day for real?
Yes, yes.
So, what are you going to do?
What I'm going to do naturally, I'm going to get a couple people by, you know, strangers and whatnot. We're going to sit down and drink Fuse Bold Flavor Charge Iced Tea, you know. And
wow.
I'm going to be telling little stories and whatnot, you know, about my history and just little things. We're just going to be having fun. Reflecting on times went by and just stuff like that.
And so where are you going to be doing that?
Well, let me see. I'll be here in New York. Yes, we'll be doing it in New York. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, right
too
now.
Too far away from me. I wish I was one of those strangers. I wish I do.
Me too. Me too. I really do too. Wow. Boy.
So you've had some pretty awesome roles in your life. You've been a former bodyguard, a wrestler. You've been in the military. Like, you're a motivational speaker, obviously acting. So, out of all the roles in your career, what has been your favorite?
What have been my favorite? Wow. Let me see. Give me a couple of seconds, and I don't want to sound and see like it takes so long. You know, I like all the stuff I've done, sure, but naturally, some things stand out more than the others. So, I guess we have to go with the first thing. I guess we have to go with Rocky III. Because that's how the world became to know this guy, this mean, tough guy who was pounding on Rocky, you know, push Mickey out the way and all other stuff, just mean and tough. So it had to be Rocky, because that was my introduction into the film business, and also because I was a fan of the Rocky movies. Then I get a call to be in Rocky III. That was just unbelievable. I never acted in my life, never dreamed of being an actor. I just wanted to be a bodyguard. I was a bouncer, had things going for me in Chicago. I ran my own security business. Then I get invited to be in the movies. I said, oh, wow. I mean, not just a movie, but Rocky series. I said, wow. It was just mind-boggling, I guess you could say, you know, so it's everything started from there. So it had to be Rocky III.
But like you said, you are blessed and highly favored. So
yes.
Clearly that was meant to be.
It was, yes, yes. And I used that springboard to do the good things that I'm doing now. Go to the hospital, go back to the neighborhood, go to the old folks' home, go to the church and hospital, you know, go back, tell the kids, hey, don't gangbang, you know, listen to your mother, study hard in school. Don't talk back to the teacher. Those things that's important, you know. I try to give back because it's the blessed of us that must try to save the less of us. God has blessed me tremendously, so I got to give back. It's my way of giving back, you know. Matter of fact, I take some of the Fuse iced tea, take it down to the mission in Los Angeles, you know. And I'm proud to be a part of the Pity the Two TV show, you know, where we renovating homes for the less fortunate and other people, for the veterans and the wounded warriors and stuff like that. So I'm this is what Mr. T is about. I'm tough on the outside, but I'm tender on the inside. I'm nothing but a big, overgrown, tough mama's boy. That's what I am.
That's awesome. So let me just go back to I Pity the Tool for a second. So that's going to be on Do It Yourself Network, right?
Yes.
And you are overseeing these renovations, or are you actually doing these renovations?
I'm doing it. I'm hands-on. See, the people will call, and I'll bring a crew. You know, I got Tiffany Brooks. She's my co-host. She won the design star for season number 5 on HGTV. She's doing the design, and she do the plan. And we bring in a contractor. We bring in a plumber. We bring in electricians. We got the works, so that's what we do. And I'm hands-on. I got my gloves. I got my safety glasses. I'll be tearing down walls with my sludge hammer. I'll be sawing. I'll be hammering. I'll be nailing. I'll be pulling down, fixing up, painting, brushing. I'm hands-on, you know. I'm not afraid of hard work. I'm not afraid of getting dirty or paint on me and whatnot. I come to take care of people's business. They need help, and I come to help them out.
Well, they got the right person for the job, that is for sure.
Oh, thank you, Natalie.
No, thank you. I'm still in shock right now that I'm actually speaking to you on this phone. You have no idea.
Oh, wow. No, you know, see, I'm with much humility, you know, and like I said, I'm honored by everything, and I don't take it lightly. Whether you say you look up to me and you like what I've done, I don't take it lightly, you know, nor do I want to get the big head and think, oh, Mr. T is bad, I'm bad. No, I want to earn every adulation I get. I want to earn your trust, you know. And if I tell everybody and I'll tell you, I'll do my best to never let you down.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I just have, you know, one more question for you because I know we gotta wrap it up. You're busy, man.
No problem.
But have you ever been to Canada?
Yes, I've been to Canada. Matter of fact, Natalie, wow, I was in Toronto. I used to stay at the Four Seasons. I was there for 3 years. I did a TV show there called TNT.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I was
that
a
was
detective.
In Toronto?
Yes, I was a detective, and the lady was the lawyer. It was Taylor, and I was Turner. I was a ex-con that was wrongly convicted, and she helped me get out of jail. So then the show was about we going about trying to straighten out the wrongs that was done in society. Yeah, I was there for 3 years, and I like Canada. Eh?
Good.
Yes. Yes. And I used to
eat
it. Yeah, I used to eat at the Swiss Chalet, stay at the Four Seasons in Toronto. I used to go out and watch the Blue Jays, you know, in the the basketball team up there, the Raptors. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You need to come back for a visit and come find me so I can
meet
you in person. Okay, you promise?
I promise, Natalie, definitely. Thank you for that invitation. I'm going to look you up. I'll find you because we the A-team. We can find you.
That's awesome. Anyways, I just want to thank you again for taking time out of your crazy schedule to talk to little old me. It's been very much appreciated. I am so blessed to have talked to you today. I wish you all the best on your new show, I Pity the Tool. And, of course, I'll be watching for you with the Fuse iced tea ads and your butterfly wings. I can't wait to see those, too. So thank you so much again.
Thank you, Natalie, for having me. See you Canada.
Peace out, Canada.